Hello, and welcome to this episode of What's Wellness Podcast, a place where I discuss the physical, energetic, mental, emotional, and spiritual components of wellness. I'm your host, Alia, founder of Alia Yoga and Alia Yoga Academy teacher training and mentorship programs. I spent the end of 2020 traveling and on an awesome adventure in Cabo with my husband. And man, did I go through the gamut of emotions and thoughts with regards to traveling during the pandemic and whether it felt appropriate to talk about it here. However, something I teach and practice is to be unapologetically, authentically yourself, and staying true to that means that I'm going to share with you about my trip and what I experienced traveling during the pandemic. Josh and I have a strong connection to our faith, and with that, a deep trust in knowing that there is something greater than ourselves that has infinite awareness, and this has really helped us to not worry or be in a state of fear during the unforgettable year that we had. That being said, being safe and smart are really important to me. I'm less concerned about getting COVID myself and much more aware of the negative impact that I could have on others if I were to be exposed, and that's something that I take seriously. So with the forethought of utilizing techniques to protect myself and therefore those I'm in close contact with, I've implemented some specific caretaking practices to keep my immune system functioning optimally every day, whether I'm at home or while traveling. I love incorporating mindfulness into my adventures and being able to share with you about them as well. I have several suggestions or tips to incorporate into your daily life that can translate into how you take care of yourself while away from your normal routine as well as at home. Having these tools in your tool belt will help to maintain and optimize your immune system and well-being, whether you are home or away. First, a few quotes about getting out of your comfort zone, followed by a quick word about Anchor, and then I'll share about my adventures in Cabo and my tips for wellness while traveling. I have two quotes for the wise words of the week. The first is from Neil Donald Walsh, who says, "Life begins at the end of your comfort zone." Also, an inspirational quote by Albert Einstein, who said, "A ship is always safe at the shore, but that is not what it is built for." I love these two quotes because they speak to the nature of exploration and adventure being oftentimes an out-of-the-comfort zone experience. And for me, that is precisely the reason why I love to do things that I was once afraid of. Whether that's starting a podcast or a YouTube channel, or swimming with sharks, or jumping out of an airplane. Growing up, I was afraid of a lot of things. And as an adult, I have wanted to live life fearlessly. Or rather, I still experience some trepidation before something huge is about to happen, but I practice feeling the fear and doing it anyway. More on that in a moment, but first, a little bit about Anchor, and I hope you will stay tuned. Thank you for doing so, and I'll be right back. And we're back. Welcome back. So Josh and I left on December 27th out of San Diego, and we had an easy flight to Cabo. We are TSA PreCheck and Global Entry, so that makes traveling a bit easier, at least through security in the U.S. We checked a bag and a tube for fishing rods and reels and other gear, which was a breeze in San Diego. I also brought food with me. I bring food whenever I travel in a small insulated bag. I brought cooked brown rice pasta with some protein and veggies, as well as protein cookies that I made beforehand, frozen brown rice flour bagels, and coconut cheese. For traveling with food like this, I put everything in that insulated bag with a plastic Ziploc full of ice. When I approach security, I toss the ice but keep the Ziploc, and once I'm through security, I ask any coffee shop or restaurant vendor to put ice in my Ziploc so my food stays cold throughout the flight. I also always travel with my reusable water bottle and refill my water once I'm past security as well, since staying hydrated while flying is very important. Upon arrival in San Jose del Cabo, I had a little bit of an overwhelming experience with all of the people in line for customs. On the plane, there was no one in the middle seat, but once we got off the plane, there were so many people, and not everyone kept physical distance, but everyone did have masks on, covering their nose and mouth while in line. The line went quickly and was well organized, despite numerous international planes arriving around the same time, and we retrieved our checked luggage rather quickly as well. Next stop was the car rental, and we were off to check in at the Airbnb. We frequently book Airbnb rather than a hotel room because I need a fridge and small kitchen to cook, since my food options are limited, and I also enjoy making Josh meals. I travel with essential items like algae tablets, collagen powder, superfood mushrooms, pink Himalayan sea salt, CBD tinctures, and other protein powders. I also bring a lot of vitamins, those that boost my immune system and help with digestion. After we dropped off our gear, we drove to La Comer, which is like a Costco in the heart of San Jose del Cabo. We stocked up on eggs, zucchini, a bag of frozen veggies with broccoli, cauliflower, and carrots. We got coconut milk and coffee, coconut water, a couple 3-gallon jugs of water rather than using single-use water bottles, so that we could pour from the large jugs into our reusable water bottles, and also used this water for coffee and to wash our fruits and veggies. We also got sandwich making supplies for Josh, and of course, tequila and limes. We got some avocados, apples, and a papaya as well. There were 2 single-use plastic water bottles in our Airbnb for us when we arrived. One of them I used for rinsing my toothbrush and mouth after brushing my teeth because I know it's a bit risky with the water in Mexico. And the second one I added my pink Himalayan salt to using a paper funnel to have a makeshift Soleil water kit for my mornings. If you haven't heard me talk about Soleil water, I'll explain it briefly because I swear by it for digestion and detoxification. It's typically made in a glass jar with a plastic lid, although a makeshift plastic water bottle like this worked fine. You want to avoid any metal so as to avoid corrosion from the salt. It's a salt and water mixture using pink Himalayan salt is ideal, and the concept is that the molecules from the water absorb the minerals from the salt. You can add a couple of teaspoons of this solution to fresh water in the morning, and it helps to hydrate your cells and remineralize. It is also very detoxifying and helps to gently get things moving, if you know what I mean. It was the first time I tried doing this with a plastic water bottle, and I will definitely do it again in the future. We went to bed early our first night because we got up very early the next 2 mornings and wanted to be well rested for our adventures. Each morning, I'd have my Sole water and then coffee and then breakfast. I made myself a brown rice flour bagel with coconut cheese, both of which I brought from home, as well as eggs with veggies and my algae tabs. I love having a huge breakfast because I wake up hungry, and I'm obsessed with energy bits, especially because they're so easy to travel with and they make my body feel so good. They gave me energy and protein and so many vitamins and minerals that are essential to keep up with while traveling. I also take vitamin D with vitamin K, which is needed for the vitamin D to be absorbed by your body. In the morning, I take magnesium as well, and I add collagen to my coffee and also coconut milk. So the first day, we were up at 4:30 a.m., which is 3:30 California time, and we went fishing in a chartered boat. It was Josh and myself, as well as a captain and a mate. Josh caught a good-sized wahoo pretty quickly once we took off, and then a few hours later, we came upon a school of Dorado, also known as mahi-mahi. Josh caught three, but put two back because they were little guys, and I caught two that we kept. That was it for a long while, but we had a beautiful day on the water and really enjoyed the weather and the scenery. We saw humpback whales breaching and pilot whales as well. Later in the morning, we saw a bait ball and marlin chasing the school of fish. Josh got hooked up on the marlin and fought that beautiful, strong fish for over an hour. Unfortunately, when it got up to the boat, it broke the line and we lost it. But Josh is such a good sport and didn't let it ruin his experience. At the end, we brought up three Dorado and one Wahoo that we ate the rest of the trip, and also we were able to give some away. We had a wonderful time fishing, and I love learning something new every time I get to go. When we got back to where we were staying, I ate lunch and I took my vitamins. In addition to the vitamin D, K, and magnesium, throughout the day I take vitamin C and zinc. All of these are great for boosting immune system health, and they're important whether you're traveling or not. I take these same vitamins at home every single day and believe that they have helped to keep me healthy and well throughout this entire pandemic. I use collagen every day at home as well, and also incorporate superfood mushrooms in all of my coffees and baked goods. I especially love chaga, reishi, cordyceps, and lion's mane. The second morning of our trip, we woke up at 4 a.m. Cabo time, 3 a.m. in California, and drove a couple hours up to La Paz to swim with whale sharks. Josh drove, and I got to watch the moon set over the water. We had breakfast before we left and brought snacks, water, and coffee with collagen and superfood mushrooms. Normally, I have a bladder the size of a pea, but we were in need of getting up to our destination without stopping, so I really paced myself, and I impressed both Josh and I that I didn't require a rest stop on the way. That may be TMI, but I usually have to tinkle every hour, sometimes more, so this was really a big deal. We got to see dolphins from the Panga boat as we were waiting to swim with the sharks. Whale sharks are classified as shark, not whale, because they're not mammals. They have gills, and they're the biggest fish in the sea. They're filter feeders and mostly eat plankton. The sharks in La Paz are juveniles, and so they're not as large as the adults get, but the one we swam with was 6 or 7 meters, which is 20 feet, give or take. Whale sharks are not dangerous nor aggressive. However, we were warned to just be mindful of the distance between ourselves and the shark's tail. I noticed as I got very close to the shark that indeed I needed to be mindful of its tail because a whale shark's tail is very powerful and very large. It would not feel good to get in the way of it. At one point, I swam over the top of the whale shark with it 1 or 2 feet beneath me in very shallow water, maybe 10 feet. It was so exhilarating to be that close to such a massive animal. If you didn't see my video of swimming with the whale sharks on Instagram or Facebook, it's a good video to go look for and check out. I thought that I would be scared as swimming with sharks is something I've done in the past but is always a bit outside of my comfort zone. However, when I was in the water with this massive creature, I was in absolute awe and gratitude for getting to share that experience with Josh and get to see a whale shark so close in its natural habitat. One thing I'll say about the experience we had is that it's one of two experiences that you may have swimming with the whale sharks in La Paz. Ours was not eating, and therefore it was swimming fast. We would get the panga boat in front of the shark and then jump in with our snorkel gear and fins. We swam hard to stay with the shark and it was going so fast. I ran out of wind and my little legs got tired. I had no idea it was going to be such a physical experience. We got in and out with the shark 4 times. Now, my mom went swimming with the whale sharks in La Paz a couple of years ago, and her experience was different. The sharks were feeding, and when they're eating, they're not moving. They actually come up towards the surface of the water at an angle with the mouth open to filter out the water and consume the plankton and microorganisms. So she got to experience it with less physical and energetic output. But needless to say, we still had an awesome experience, and we got our workout in for the day. One of the 4 times we jumped in, I wound up swimming in the wrong direction accidentally and almost missed getting to see the shark. I laughed it off, but was mad at myself for not paying better attention and expending unnecessary energy in the wrong direction. But I still got to see it and thought it was an interesting life metaphor. We had brought a cooler with our lunch and ate it at the beach before the drive back home. When we got back, I was ready for a snack and made a papaya smoothie with the Philosophy Superfood protein powder in Berry Bliss. Now, this is such a nutrient-dense blend with pomegranate powder, brown rice protein, goji berry powder, acai berry powder, maca, camu camu, and mangosteen. Now, those are literally all of the ingredients in that blend with 1000% daily vitamin C in 1 tablespoon, as well as 3 grams of fiber. So in the blender went a heaping tablespoon of Berry Bliss with about 1/2 a papaya cut up, coconut water, and a squeeze of lime. I had some leftover and I added ice to it with a little bit of tequila and made myself a nice afternoon cocktail. That evening, we took a walk on the beach, ate in, and went to bed early. We had planned to scuba dive while on our adventure, but the weather turned and the conditions weren't good for diving. So instead, we did something we rarely, if ever, do on vacation or at home. We relaxed poolside. We met some new friends who are from Newport Beach, and on the 3rd evening, I ate in early at home, and then we went to Josh's favorite restaurant in San Jose del Cabo, where they will cook the fish that you've caught and prepare gourmet-style dishes with it. It's too challenging to explain in English, much less in Spanish, that I need my food prepared without onion and garlic, bell pepper, corn, soy, dairy, gluten, quinoa, no nuts, no seeds or beans or legumes. So I had a cocktail and enjoyed Josh enjoy himself. I know it sounds strange to go out and not eat, and I've lost friends in the past who assumed that I had an eating disorder because of that. But to be true to myself, it's the best way for me to stay feeling well and also be able to be social and participate in activities like going out to eat, which Josh loves. I'm just doing the best I can with the circumstances that I have, and I try very hard to not let it hold me back. I miss eating out, and there are a few places back home that know my deal, but even recently, eating at one of those places, I got a stomach ache afterwards, and although my food was delicious, I still wound up in pain. So to make it easy, I had a full belly before we went to the restaurant, so it wouldn't be hard for me to just sit there and enjoy and chat while Josh ate. Since we had relaxed most of the day, I wasn't very tired when we got home from the restaurant, so I took CBD sublingually or under the tongue after I brushed my teeth, which helped me to sleep great and wake up incredibly well rested. I take CBD every night at home, but didn't realize that Josh had packed it until the third night. It's important to be consistent with CBD as it works really well when you use it every day, but not so well if you use it just now and then. So I was super glad that Josh brought it because I forgot to. We use a 3,000 milligram tincture, and for daily use, I take about a half a dose. And when under stress or when I'm in pain, I'll take a full dose. Half a dose in Cabo was just perfect and helped me get the rest I needed. The next day was New Year's Eve, and we took another nice long walk on the beach and relaxed for a couple hours by the pool. Josh and I shared that we don't usually just chill when we're traveling, but it was exactly what we both needed. We came home the following day feeling so refreshed and rejuvenated to get started in the brand new year. To summarize the products I brought to help me stay well and feel great, I made sure to bring pink Himalayan sea salt. And if you have any questions about how I travel with it, please let me know. I can also show you what container I put my salt in and how I make it work. I also brought collagen. You can get single servings or just scoop what you'll need into a container or a baggie and bring the scoopy along with you. I brought superfood mushrooms and the Philosophy Berry Bliss superfood protein powder. I brought several travel size packets of energy bits, both the chlorella and spirulina. I love that they sell travel size. There's 30 bits that come in each travel packet, and that lasts me 2 or 3 servings. I'll have 1 or 2 servings a day of 10 to 15 bits. I had my 3,000 milligram CBD tincture, thanks to Josh, as well as vitamins D, K, magnesium, C, and zinc. I have some links below in the show notes if you want to check out the brands that I use and love. And of course, if you have any questions about these, please just let me know. Now, I wanted to say that last week's episode about the 20 lessons that I learned in 2020, one of the lessons was that making a safe and comfortable home was really important to me last year, and making a life that I didn't need a vacation from. That is still true. However, there's a mindset difference between needing a vacation to get away from it all versus loving to travel and adventure and explore. I think it's an interesting distinguishment that is made in one's mind and can be true for you as well, or not, depending on the lens and perspective from which you view life and travel. But for me, I was super excited to come home and grateful to be in my own bed and back to my whole routine. I loved being on an adventure, and I also loved coming home. So in my mind, it really doesn't get much better than that. Well, over the holidays, I didn't hear from y'all as much, and if you have been tuning in for a while, you have perhaps noticed that the warm words of the week haven't happened in a while. Of course, I need a new rating and review in the iTunes podcast app in order to bring back the warm words of the week. And I'll be honest, I look in there a couple times a week and try to not feel disheartened when there's no new reviews. I don't do this for validation, but I do create these episodes out of love and wanting to share and connect, especially during this time of being physically and socially distanced from many of the members of the yoga community that I felt so deeply connected to prior to the start of the pandemic. So if you feel moved and inspired to leave a review, please know that I'll probably jump up and down and squeal with excitement when I see it. But if you're not tech savvy or just don't feel like it or have the time, I completely understand. I'd still love to hear from you though, a quick email hello, and let me know you're listening, which would make my day, or any requests or suggestions for topics or guests to invite onto the show. I'm all ears, and I love hearing from you. And of course, if you need support in any way, I'm always happy to connect personally. To get in touch via email, send a message to alia@aliayoga.com or connect on Instagram at What's Wellness Podcast and at Alia Yoga. And you spell my name like the flower Dahlia, but without the D. It's A-H-L-I-A. Last announcement for today's show, depending on when you're tuning into this, on Saturday, January 9th, I'm leading an arm balances and inversions workshop live online on Zoom, starting at 10:30 a.m. Pacific time. This workshop is accessible for all levels. However, I do recommend some vinyasa experience, and it is helpful if you are already comfortable with crow pose. But if you're not, that's okay too. You can register for the workshop by sending a donation to my Venmo, PayPal, or Zelle, and I can put links to those in the show notes as well. I don't require a certain amount. However, people sometimes ask what the average donation is, and typically I see between 30 and 50 for workshops. I also get between 15 and 25 for my Sunshine Yoga classes, which are held every Wednesday at 4:30 p.m. Pacific time on Zoom and in my Facebook group called Sunshine Yoga with Alia. And this is a weekly live online donation-based vinyasa practice. Lastly, if you're local to the San Diego and North County coastal area, my next in-person outdoor physically distanced vinyasa yoga class is Sunday, January 17th. I limit the capacity so that we can spread out at the park and still see and hear me. The park is a wide open grassy space in Encinitas with plenty of room to set up mats more than 6 feet apart. Actually, technically it's in Cardiff. Pre-registration is required for that class, so please do email me to register. And again, my email is alia@aliayoga.com. I hope you had a safe and happy holidays and that the first week of this new year has been happy and healthy for you as well. There are so many things that I'm grateful for and that I wish for all of you, but when you boil it down, I think health, safety, and a sense of gratitude for life is what I wish most for everyone. I'd like to close today's episode with the Sanskrit saying that I often close my yoga classes with. Loka samista sukhino bhavantu, which means, may all beings everywhere be happy and be free, and may our own thoughts, words, and actions contribute in some way to the happiness and to the freedom for all. Thank you so much for tuning in to What's Wellness podcast today, and I'll be back next week on Thursday with a brand new episode for you. As always, be well.